Hare Krishna. So after describing that how one can attain transcendental knowledge by approaching a spiritual master, now Krishna is going to talk about what are the results of these transcendental knowledge, glories of transcendental knowledge, benefits of transcendental knowledge. So we are entering a very wonderful section from shloka number 35 till the end of this chapter. So let's see shloka 35.
यज्ञात्वा न पुनर्मोहम् एवं यास्यसि पांडव येन भूतान्यशेषाणि द्रक्षस्य आत्मन्य अथोमयि.
सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग दैट एवं यज्ञात्वा. सो टिल नाउ ही हैज टॉक्ड अबाउट व्हाट one can attain transcendental knowledge by doing sacrifices. And very, very easy is one can approach a spiritual master and attain transcendental knowledge. So now he is saying that having obtained that transcendental knowledge from a self-realized soul, what will happen? This is the first benefit of getting that transcendental knowledge. What is that? Na punar moham yasyasi, O Pandava, O descendant of the Pandavas, or one of the Pandavas, O Arjuna. What is he saying? That na punar moham yashyasi. So he is saying that by getting this knowledge, you will not fall into illusion again. And another benefit of the transcendental knowledge, the result of the transcendental knowledge he is talking about, yena bhutani asheshani drakshasi atmani. So he is saying that by getting the transcendental knowledge, drakshasi, you will be able to see what? That each and every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And then he says, Atho, he's saying, in other words, and now Krishna is saying, Mai, that is, all of them are mine. So he said that everyone is part and parcel of Supreme Lord, and who is that Supreme Lord? Oh, Arjuna, it's me. That's what he's telling in this shloka. So now there are many things, you know, to see in this particular verse. And Prabhupada gives a long purport for this to make us realize and understand the importance of the transcendental knowledge. The result of receiving knowledge from a self-realized soul or one who knows things as they are is learning that all living beings are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. This is the first thing that will happen when we learn from a realized soul. We'll see each and every living entity as part and parcel of Krishna. Basically, we see each and everything in relation to Krishna. That's what is the first effect of transcendental knowledge. And for the first time, Prabhupada is giving the definition of Maya, illusory potency of the Lord. What is that? Sense of an existence separate from Krishna is called Maya. Maya means Ma, means not, and Ya means this. So that which is not is called as Maya. Now here, it is given about those people who are actually in Maya. Now there are many people, Prabhupada is saying, that there are many people who say that Krishna is not Supreme Personality, he is some historical personality, some great personality, but then he is not Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then also it is said that many people who are there, they consider the Brahman effulgence coming from the body of the Lord to be supreme than the person Krishna to be supreme. So this is what the Mayavadis do. They give more importance to what? More importance to the Brahman or Brahma Jyoti than to the person Krishna. And also one thing is very clear, that Krishna is the origin of everything. It's not that someone else is the origin. Krishna is the origin of everything. Sarva Karana Karanam, Brahma is saying in Brahma Samhita. That, O Krishna, O Govinda, you are Sarva Karana Karanam, you are cause of all causes. So if you are cause of all causes, then you are cause of Brahman also. There is another thing that the Mayavadis say. They say that, see, Lord Krishna has expanded into so many incarnations. So in the material realm, if suppose we take, a cake and then we cut it into multiple parts and then just start distributing. Finally, when all the parts are distributed, what will remain on the plate? Nothing. So Mayavadis say this is what happens with Krishna also. He incarnates, he expands, and finally he himself has no existence. but then they don't understand the calculation or the math on the spiritual platform is different than the material platform. 1 minus 1 is 0, 1 plus 1 is 2 on the material realm. But in the spiritual realm, 1 minus 1 is 1, 1 plus 1 is also 1. This is what Prabhupada is saying very, very beautifully. Why? Because in spiritual realm, everything is absolute. This is very, very important. Even in Isha Upanishad also, very nicely it is said, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashyate. So Krishna is Purna, and from Him comes this entire material creation, which is also Purna, complete in itself. But then, when this material world comes out of Krishna, or when Krishna creates this material world, what happens to Krishna? Still He remains Purna. 1 minus 1 is 1. This is what we understand from here. And then it is said that although we are separated parts of Krishna, we are nevertheless non-different from Krishna. We are one in quality. We are one in quality with Krishna. Krishna is spiritual, we are spiritual. He is eternal, we are eternal. He is blissful all the time, we are blissful all the time. But we are all meant. But the bodily difference of the living entities is maya or not actual fact. But the problem is, we are spirit soul, but we are convinced completely that I am this body, and that is the reason we are not able to feel and experience the Satchidananda aspect of the spiritual identity. Since we have these bodily differences, we don't understand all this, and this is actually the cause of being in Maya or illusion. We are all meant to satisfy Krishna, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. By Maya alone, now what happened to Arjuna, that is given here. By Maya alone, Arjuna thought that temporary bodily relationship with his kinsmen, that is relatives, was more important than his eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. He started thinking more. Krishna is giving him instruction and he started thinking, no, they are my kinsmen, how can I kill them, etc., etc. We have seen elaborately in first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, when a person is in Maya, he will always think on the bodily platform. This person is mine, that person is mine, this thing is mine, that thing is mine. But then he don't understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna, I am servant of Krishna, and my actual constitutional position is I am supposed to serve Krishna. A very nice point is given, the essence of Gita. The whole teaching of the Gita is targeted towards this end. What is that? There are a few points given, very, very important. That a living being, as Krishna's eternal servitor, first. Second, he cannot be separated from Krishna. And third, his sense of being an identity apart from Krishna is called Maya. Just see, in few lines, the entire Gita is summarized. Having forgotten the purpose of this human form, since time immemorial, they are situated in different bodies as men, animals, demigods, etc. Such bodily differences arise from forgetfulness of the transcendental service of the Lord. If suppose some question, one person is asking this question, that why are we in Maya? What is the problem? We are in Maya only because of one reason. And that one reason is, we have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten Krishna, we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna, we have forgotten our real identity. That is the problem. And what is bhakti all about? Bhakti is all about reviving that relationship with Krishna, reviving the original identity, or better to put it like this, that realizing the position of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our position as His part and parcel. So this is what is needed, and this is what happens when we practice bhakti. Every single day when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and do various other spiritual activities recommended in the Shastra, what happens? With time, these realizations will manifest one after another after another. So important is, obviously we are getting the knowledge, but this is theory as of now. This will become realization when we actually practice bhakti very, very sincerely and seriously every single day. Here it is given, perfect knowledge is that the super soul, Krishna, is the supreme shelter for all living entities. And giving up such shelter, the living entities are deluded by the material energy, imagining themselves to have a separate identity. Just imagine, this is what has happened with all of us. So what has happened? We have given up the shelter of Krishna, we have forgotten Krishna, and we have accepted something in this material world as permanent. It's like a person in the desert, he sees a water body and he goes and he jumps there. But then when he jumps, he understands, oh, it was just a mirage. Similar thing happens in material life also. People accept so many things in this material world thinking it's permanent, but then they don't understand one thing, that it is just there temporary and it is just the illusory effect of the Lord. But then the permanent thing is Krishna and our relationship with Krishna. And obviously, we as living entities are also permanent. But as soon as we forget Krishna, we get into Maya. This is what is the point that is made. And finally, such deluded living entities become situated in Krishna consciousness. It is to be understood that they are on the path of liberation as confirmed in Bhagavatam. Mukti hitva anvatha rupam swarupena vyavasthitihi. Liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. So as of now, in our current situation, we are not liberated, correct? We are just practicing devotees. But then this statement says that as soon as we start practicing bhakti every single day, sincerely, seriously, with complete faith and devotion, what will happen? Since we are there on the right path, we are walking on the right path, one day we'll reach the destination. So, the person who has already started practicing bhakti, that person can be considered as liberated, because one or the other day he will get liberated. Because surely he will realize and come to a conclusion that what is my swarupa, what is my eternal constitutional position? I am servant of Lord Shri Krishna. So, in this way Krishna has given this two very, very important results of transcendental knowledge. The first one that he said was, the person will never fall into illusion, because he has got the transcendental knowledge, he understands the reality now. What is this material world all about? Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is his identity? Who am I? What is my identity? What is my relationship with Krishna? All this knowledge he has got. So with this knowledge, realized knowledge, he will not fall. Second thing that he understands is, he sees each and everything in relation to Krishna and each and every living entity as part and parcel of Krishna. So basically, he is able to see things as they are. This is the result of transcendental knowledge. Now Krishna continues this theme, and now he is going to make another point, that what are the other glories of transcendental knowledge, or what are the other results of transcendental knowledge. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.